Last Thursday evening, four member groups of the Allegheny Blue Ridge Alliance, or ABRA, welcomed Bath and Highland residents to the Bowler Raritan Club to give an overview of the legal standing of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Rick Webb of the Dominion Pipeline Monitoring Coalition explained several regulatory agencies are still collecting information to assure that Dominion Energy will have all of the construction plans in place to the letter of the law. FERC, the U.S. Forest Service, the DEP in West Virginia, and the DEQ in Virginia are the agencies overseeing the permitting process and plans for erosion and sediment control. The Army Corps of Engineers is responsible for seeing best management practices are followed at over 800 stream crossings. Citizens with, quotes, boots on the ground, end quotes, or sharp eyes are needed to collect evidence-grade data to provide to the Compliance Surveillance Initiative, or CSI, who partners with the regulatory agencies. The roles in which those needed volunteers are, first, observer, who can report visible impact on surface water downstream from construction. Just a few possible impacts would be sediment on stream bed or bank, discoloration, erosion and undercutting, oily film on water surface, evidence of spill control or petroleum smell. Because no public is allowed near construction easements, most viewing is limited to roadsides or other public vantage points. Anyone who has experience with stream monitoring for water quality is also encouraged to become a CSI volunteer. After an incident report from observers or stream monitors, CSI first responders can use background preparation from research and administration volunteers to see exactly if, where, and how the incident is within compliance or not. The Pipeline Air Force pilots and photographers are already working regularly in the air, and Thursday evening participants saw many photographs of clearing for ACP construction already begun in West Virginia and all kinds of construction on the Mountain Valley Pipeline to the south. Drone operators are also needed in the Pipeline Air Force, and training is available through CSI, the first one being August 4th in Buckingham County. Another useful tool for those interested in close observation of pipeline construction is an app called Avenza Maps. In addition to Rick Webb, Kirk Bowles, Pipeline's campaign manager for the Virginia Sierra Club, and Malcolm Cameron, a former VDOT employee and now coordinator of geohazards analysis for DPMC, spoke about specific techniques for erosion and sediment control and how to recognize whether they are succeeding or failing. Kirk described 19 minimum standards designed to protect downstream property owners from damage by runoff.
In other words, sediment going off construction sites, it's not allowed. You can actually file lawsuits for trespass against the violators. But more than that, we have specific regulations in the state that are tied to the ENS program.
Fines for non-agricultural runoff can run from $32,000 to $100,000 per incident, and more for repeated violations of ENS laws. Malcolm Cameron completed the presentation by showing examples of different techniques for stream or culvert crossings, which include timber mat bridges, stream flow diversion, dam and pump diversions, and for larger creeks or rivers, staged cofferdams. For more information on the Compliance Surveillance Initiative, visit pipelineupdate.org/CSI. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.